Celebrations have broken out in the city of Raqqa as Western-backed forces declare victory over IS in the city the militants had used as their Syrian capital. The victors have been raising Syrian flags over the last IS footholds after 4 months of operations. But despite the celebrations, the United States military says it can only confirm the Syrian Democratic Forces have retaken about 90% of Raqqa from the militants. Combined Joint Task Force spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillon says some IS or ISIS fighters remain.
We estimate there to be perhaps about 100 ISIS fighters that could remain in Raqqa. We have not seen much or heard of much reports of contact since the SDF reassumed their advance into the city after the civilians came out. But we still expect there to be remnants of ISIS in the city, and we expect there to be pockets of ISIS fighters there.
But Syrian Democratic Forces spokeswoman Jihan Ahmed says while little clashes against IS will continue, the focus now is on making the city safe for civilians.
We're still clearing the area. As we said, there were two remaining areas, the National Hospital and the Aswad Stadium. As you can see, the hospital was liberated this morning and we're standing in the stadium now. But now there will be very little clashes and large-scale clearing of the areas because the city is full of mines. And we must be very accurate in the defining process so families will be able to return to their city.
IS has lost most of its territory in Syria and Iraq this year after a string of victories in 2014. The group seized Raqqa from other Syrian rebels in early 2014, transforming the once vibrant metropolis into the hub of its brutal rule. Now, the fall of Raqqa is one more powerful symbol of the movement's collapse. But British Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon has told Sky News the plan is for the Western-backed coalition airstrikes to continue.
The end is near in Raqqa now. This was the head of the snake, the capital of this Daesh cult, and it now looks as if Raqqa has fallen. But RAF strikes will continue and against terrorist targets until we have terrorists flushed out of both Iraq and Syria, because only by pursuing this campaign can we be sure that we can reduce the threat to us here in Western Europe.
The fight for Raqqa has destroyed much of the city. Public buildings and even homes have been flattened by airstrikes or destroyed by gunfire. Colonel Ryan Dillon says there is now concern for the safety of the city itself, considering the damage to buildings and potential landmines left behind.
As far as what happens in Raqqa after ISIS has been cleared and Raqqa is liberated, the Raqqa Civil Council is already established and they're already eager to begin work to restore essential services. But also a very important note is that we must clear the remnants of all the explosives that have been left in Raqqa throughout this battle.
The international charity Save the Children says many of the 270,000 people who have fled the fighting will likely be stuck in aid camps for months or even years. But Jihan Ahmed says the civilians will be able to return within a month or two.
Civilian return will need, depending on the mines, maybe 1 month or even two. As we said, the safety of the civilians is the most important thing for us. We will clear the area and make sure that no mines remain. After that, this city is their home and they may return at any time.